today we're going to do a full body yin yoga class for our attention economy series. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa, and welcome if you're new. It's so great to have you. I teach yin yoga, restorative yoga, hatha yoga, yoga nidra. Today we are filming at Aylyard Farms, and we've pulled back here into this field because the wind had really picked up on the ocean and the lighting just wasn't right, but we'll be cutting away to some gorgeous B-roll that we took of the cliffs and the ocean. It's just beautiful here. We're filming a whole bunch of classes for you out in Souk right now. We've rented a yurt to stay here for a couple of days to film a bunch of yoga with Melissa. And if you're a returning student, thanks so much for coming back. We really appreciate you being here and for practicing your dedication to your practice over the long term. We're going to start our class. You're going to need two blocks, a bolster, and a blanket, and a strap for this yin yoga class. And we're going to start lying down to gather our attention and center and ground ourselves. You can place the bolster underneath your knees. So feel the support of the earth underneath you. Let your attention sink down and into your body. So allow the tension of the day to drop down and into the earth and gather all the energy that gets pulled outwards into your body now. we're going to start to wiggle and stretch out now and make our way into our first yin pose. So you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side. Come up to a kneeling position. We're going to do a toe stand to begin. So I know this doesn't work for everybody in their toes. The way that I like to modify it, you could even use your bolster here or the wall just to stretch out your toes. Not mine. And otherwise, you're going to tuck all your toes under and you're going to sit back on them. You can lean forward as much as you need to take the pressure off too. I really don't practice this pose enough. So the premise of the attention economy is that a wealth of information creates scarcity of attention. We live in a world of noise with more and more marketing, social media, emails, books, advertising, Netflix series, and all these things compete for our distracted attention. Actually, I was thinking just when I was lying here before we started, just how quiet it is here compared to, you know, there's so much more noise in the city. So even just the noises in our city, and we come out here, even though there's some people around coming and going, it's just so quiet here, isn't it? Yeah. So we have YouTube and Facebook, Instagram and Netflix to hold our attention. You know, every 60 seconds on YouTube, there are 300 new YouTube videos uploaded. And Instagram users post 14 billion heart emojis in 2018. And there are over 3 million likes on Facebook a minute. Netflix users are watching 165 million hours a day. So there's a lot happening. Let's go ahead and just release our toes very slowly. And just sit back. So we're going to take butterfly pose next, but you could also take wide knee child's pose if that feels better for you in your body today. So take your knees, feet, and legs in a diamond shape. I like to fill the space underneath my knees because it just is more supportive, especially if you have SI joint issues. You take your bolster and use it for a little extra support here. So in yin yoga, let's just go over the four principles of yin. You want to choose an appropriate edge so that you have an appropriate amount of tension, but not too much tension. And that wants to be not just physically, but also mentally and emotionally, energetically, you're choosing that appropriate edge. Then you want to soften in the pose. Be still, and when we say be still, there will be movement in the pose, but it's not fidgeting or trying to make the pose more intense or backing out of the pose. And then we stay for a while. We stay for 5 minutes in these poses in this class. So we're constantly told in the attention economy that we have very low attention spans. There's a statistic that's often given that we have less attention span. We have less focus than goldfish. Our attention span has gone from 12 seconds in 2002 to 8.5 seconds in 2013. But I would like to challenge these assumptions today because we're actually training in a system that develops our focus, that develops our attention, and it develops our capacity to stay. So when we practice yin yoga, we choose to place our attention in our body and on our breath for 5 minutes at a time. And we choose to stay for a while. In addition to that, in this world of coming and going, pursuing profit and loss, our success is valued on... In addition to that, in this world of coming and going, pursuing profit and loss, our success and value is dependent on others liking us. Now, within the philosophies of Tibetan Buddhism, in which I study, the belief is that each person is born inherently complete and enough. However, somewhere along the line, we are conditioned out of this inherent knowledge. And then there is a vicious cycle that stresses out our minds, our bodies, and causes us to spend our precious time in pursuit of external circumstances that will not make us happy. Soften your jaw. Okay, you're going to slowly release this pose from your body. And in my yin classes, and I'm not the only one that does this, but we like to rest back between the poses to feel the flow of qi. Some teachers call this feeling the rebound. You're going to roll over onto your stomach. We're going to come into Sphinx pose. If Sphinx pose doesn't work for you, you can always take legs up the wall. So you're going to start lying on your belly. Just wiggle your hips from side to side. Release your low back. And then you're going to walk your elbows underneath your shoulders. So when we practice yin yoga, we follow the principles of yin to return to our own basic goodness and our own inherent attention. So instead of our attention being drawn outwards, we draw inwards to our own inherent attention. When we choose an appropriate edge, we recognize that we, as much as anybody else, deserve our own non-abandoning attention. We also pay attention to how our poses feel physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. So sometimes that might mean going a little bit more deeply into a pose, and sometimes that may mean backing off from a pose. If we're constantly pushing ourselves too much, that will cause us to feel broken, depleted, and not good enough. But if we offer ourselves too much comfort, then we will become complacent and fragile. When we attend to our poses with just the right edge, we will find the balance between comfort and challenge. Okay, slowly lower down onto your belly. Okay, so from here you're going to push up onto all fours and probably take your blocks and put them up in front of you. And you're going to walk your left leg forward and you're going to lean into dragon pose here. You want to find that just right edge, so we're going to stay here for a while. So you don't want it to be too intense here for you. So in the attention economy, technologies are designed to increase our arousal states so that you continue to pay attention when you're not paying attention, you'll fear missing out. In yin yoga, we can be with that edge of having the fear of missing out, the edge of the arousal states, and know that we do not need to perform or achieve or be witnessed accomplishing. We can simply be who we are in the moment and know that just being who we are does not let others down. You're going to shift back, pause here, and then we'll go ahead in to the other side, leaning forward, knowing that this side's going to be different, so you might have to choose a different edge on this side. Okay, so you're going to slowly release this pose from your body, and we'll just lie back on our backs and receive the posture and feel the energy flow through the stomach meridian here. Okay, we're going to set ourselves up for reclined frog pose. So for this one, you're going to want to take your blocks and place them out to your sides here. You might need them turned up. I need them turned up. So basically, you do frog poses like this. Gosh, how did I even do this last time? I brought them in a lot. Turn them up. There. Apparently I need to practice this pose. Okay, so you bring your legs at a 90 degree angle. You use the blocks to support your legs. And then you rest here. And flex your feet as well. Are my legs at a 90 degree angle? Okay. So you'll be able to feel the tension along the kidney, the liver, and the spleen meridians here that run along the insides of your legs. So just keep checking in to see if you can soften anywhere. Let your body sink into the ground. Let your pelvis be heavy. Okay, draw your navel down, lift up through your pelvic floor. You can use your hands to bring your legs back together. And then just rest them down in between the blocks here. I'm going to do half saddle pose now. Get back into that stomach meridian. But that's not necessarily great for everybody for the knees and ankles. So if not, let me give you a modification. You can always do this pose lying on your stomach. And you could draw your knee in like so instead. Okay. So do what works best for you in your body. If you're a fan of this pose like me, then you can set up your blocks. I like to use a bolster here. Because then you don't have to lie back as far. It makes it less pressure on your knees. So you're going to sit. We're going to do half sit either on your right heel or on your inside of your right heel, depending on the skeleton of your body, and you're going to rest back. So practicing stillness in a yin pose allows us to take a step away from all those knee-jerk reactions that we may have been conditioned to respond to with our phones and social media. And so in yin yoga poses, we let go of fidgeting, of needing to constantly do something, of needing to intensify the experience, of needing to escape thoughts and emotions and sensations and energy. And instead, we soften and we're still. Okay, so take a deep breath. You're going to tuck your chin, draw your ribs down, roll up, and we'll come forward and just lengthen your legs out. We'll just pause here and feel the chi flowing through your right leg. Okay, and then we'll come and take the other side. So if this position doesn't work for you, you can always lie on your stomach and draw your knee in like I showed you before. We can rest back here. Finally, we stay for a while. In yin yoga, we get to practice being with our discomfort 5 minutes at a time. We believe that we can somehow escape stress and anxiety, gain and loss, if only we can get out of here from here to there, and if only we could be something else, or if only we had something else. But when we gather our attention one yin yoga pose at a time, 5 minutes at a time, we open our capacity to offer ourselves non-abandoning attention. And then our happiness becomes a function of our beingness. Take a deep breath. Tuck your chin, tuck your ribs. Come up. Bring your legs around, rest back. You can put your props off to the side. You may want your bolster or a blanket or your blocks if you have tight shoulders, but you might not need them now. So you're gonna come on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Take your arms out to the side in a soft T. Press into your feet, lift your hips, take them over to the side and come into a twist. So in your twist pose, it's a great chance to really breathe into this lung here that's on top. So you can even put your hand here to help to feel it. So you can feel your diaphragm broadening here underneath your hand and also narrowing. So notice the way your breath goes into your side ribs and your back here. Okay, so we're gonna come back to the center. Press into your feet, untuck your hips, and just lie in the center here. And just see if you can notice the way your breath goes into both sides. You might be able to feel how it's going up into those right ribs and the back right ribs here, because you just spent a lot of time opening that up. So feeling the difference between the two sides, the way the breath feels enlivened on the right side, and probably it feels like a bit of a dead zone on the left side. And what we'll do is we'll even you out now. So bend your knees, press your feet flat on the floor. You're going to lift your hips, take them over to the left side of your mat, and then take your knees over to the right side of your mat. And you can take your right hand on your left ribs now. Did you guys hear that crack? You did? Okay, and you're going to breathe into your left ribs. So feel your diaphragm expand as you inhale and contract as you exhale here. Okay, so we'll come back to the center. Untuck your hips. And we'll rest back for Shavasana. So just observe the evenness of the breath through both lungs now, but also just allow yourself to receive the entire yin class. And you can stay resting back here in Shavasana, and I'm going to sit up and read you a poem here. This poem is called "For Calling the Spirit Back from Wandering the Earth in Its Human Feet" by Joy Harjo. Put down that bag of potato chips, that white bread, that bottle of pop. Turn off that cell phone, computer, and remote control. Open the door, then close it behind you. Take a breath offered by friendly winds. They travel the earth, gathering essences of plants to clean. Give it back with gratitude. If you sing, it will give your spirit lift to fly to stars, ears, and back. Acknowledge this earth who has cared for you since you were a dream planting itself precisely within your parents' desire. Let your moccasin feet take you to the encampment of the guardians who have known you before time, who will be there after time. Wow, that's a really big spider. Dandy long legs. Let your moccasin feet take you to the encampment of the guardians who have known you before time, who will be there after time. They sit before the fire that has been there without time. Let the earth stabilize your post-colonial insecure jitters. Be respectful of the small insects. She didn't say the big spiders. Be respectful of the small insects, birds, and animal people who accompany you. Ask their forgiveness for the harm we humans have brought down upon them. Don't worry, the heart knows the way, though there may be high-rises, interstates, checkpoints, armed soldiers, massacres, wars, and those who will despise you because they despise themselves. The journey might take you a few hours, a day, a year, a few years, 100, 1,000, or even more. Watch your mind. Without training, it might run away and leave your heart for the immense human feast set by the thieves of time. Do not hold regrets. When you find your way to the circle, to the fire kept burning by the keepers of your soul, you will be welcomed. You must clean yourself with cedar, sage, or other healing plant. Cut the ties you have to failure and shame. Let go of the pain you are holding in your mind, your shoulders, your heart, all the way to your feet. Let go the pain of your ancestors to make way for those who are heading in our direction. Ask for forgiveness. Call upon the help of those who love you. The helpers take many forms: animal, element, bird, angel, saint, stone, or ancestor. Call your spirit back. It may be caught in corners and creases of shame, judgment, and human abuse. You must call in a way that your spirit will want to return. Speak to it as you would a beloved child. Welcome your spirit back from its wandering. It may return in pieces, in tatters. Gather them together. They will be happy to be found after being lost for so long. Your spirit will need to sleep a while after it is bathed and given clean clothes. Now you can have a party. Invite everyone you know who loves and supports you. Keep room for those who have no place else to go. Make a giveaway and remember, keep the speeches short. Then you must do this. Help the next person find their way through the dark. So I want to acknowledge you for turning inwards today and connecting with your authentic and genuine self. Taking time to stop looking for love and happiness and wholeness somewhere outside of yourself, and taking that time to redirect and focus internally will really sustain you and keep you whole. So go ahead and wiggle your fingers and toes. You can deepen your breath, start to stretch out. Gonna bend your knees, roll to your side, slowly make your way up to seated. We're gonna gather the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for taking the time to turn inward and practice this yin class today. I would love it if you would share this class with two of your friends who would appreciate it. And I'm welcoming my spirit home in the comments today. I want to thank you all for your donations. Right now, we are traveling to film a bunch of classes. So we have rented a yurt here in Souk in the middle of the forest so that we can film a whole bunch of Yoga with Melissa's. So if you wanted to support us in being able to do on-location shoots, we're doing this one. And we're also doing another one in California in January. So for a whole week, yeah. So we have flights to purchase for that one. And we're going to be staying with our friend Shannon there. But we do still have the flights to purchase. So if you want to support us in being able to do that, your donations go a long way in being able to support us in that. So thank you so much. We're sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains. And may you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest. Om Shanti, Namaste.